Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all number one songs from 1971 through 1973. This half hour will focus mainly on 1971, and we'll hear from The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, The Jackson 5, Diana Ross, The Undisputed Truth, and Michael Jackson, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? Judge us simply 'cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find, bring some understanding here today. Oh, 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 picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Oh,
the Jackson 5, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1971. That was Never Can Say Goodbye. Before that, Marvin Gaye's number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts, What's Going On? And we started with a number one both on the pop chart and the Rhythm and Blues chart in the United States, also from 1971, The Temptations, with Just My Imagination Running Away From Me. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we're featuring all number one songs, either on the rhythm and blues charts, the pop charts, or a chart in another country. All this half hour from 1971 and one song from 1972. Well, coming up, a number one from Marvin Gaye, a great political song, Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology. Well, very ironically, Marvin Gaye told biographer David Ritz that, quote, "One of the reasons I love my father is because he offered me Jesus. He made Jesus come alive for me, and that's reason enough to be grateful to him for the rest of my life. Jesus is there when you call him, whether you're strolling through a garden or caught in a storm at sea. He's a lifeline. He's a healer. His name is magic. His example is eternal. When we don't follow his example and turn to exploitation and greed, we destroy ourselves. That's what Mercy, Mercy Me is all about." Well, what's so ironic about Marvin Gaye's quote is that Marvin Gaye was murdered by his father, Marvin Gaye Sr., on April 1st, 1984. Well, here is Marvin and his great song, Mercy, Mercy Me, right here on Motown.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. God's mother, radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
I remember
Beware of the pat on the back. sometimes, hey, they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies.
A great song from the Undisputed Truth, Smiling Faces Sometime. That reached number one on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1971. Keeping it in 1971, before that we heard Diana Ross with I'm Still Waiting. That was number one in two countries, number one in the U.K. and number one in Ireland. And we start with Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology, Marvin Gaye's number one from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs released and recorded and reaching number one in 1971. Coming up, one more song in 1971 that reached number one on a Motown record label. Marvin Gaye once again, this time with Inner City Blues, makes me want to holler. Well, Inner City Blues was released as the third and final single from Marvin's 1971 landmark album called What's Going On. It was written by both Marvin and James Nix, and the song depicted the ghettos of inner-city America, as it was discussed in the song how the bleak situation would lead to someone wanting to holler and throw up one's hands. The song was recorded in a mellow funk style, with Marvin playing the pianos. Several of Motown's great house band called the Funk Brothers also contributed, including Eddie Bongo Brown and bassist Bob Babbitt. This song helped Marvin make history by being one of the few artists to have three or more top 10 songs off of Billboard's pop chart singles, peaking at number 9 on the U.S. pop charts, and one of the first to have three consecutive number 1 hits on the Rhythm and Blues singles from Billboard, where it stayed for 2 weeks. Although it was not certified as a million seller at the time, all three releases from that album, What's Going On, gained gold by selling over a million copies in the United States. Well, the first minute of the song is a reprise of the theme to What's Going On, the album's first song. Here is Marvin Gaye right here on Motown Memories. Natural fact is Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured all number one songs in order on the Motown record label from 1971 and one song from 72. Coming up during the next half hour, 1972 and 1973 number one songs. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.